Welcome to My Journey of Faith, hosted by Cynthia McCutcheon, wife, mother, Bible teacher, and speaker. A gathering place for Christian women to proclaim the love of Christ by sharing compelling life stories to encourage, inspire, and equip women on their personal journeys of faith. For the next 30 minutes, please join us on this journey. Here's your host, Cynthia McCutcheon.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you to My Journey of Faith. I'm Cynthia, and I am excited about our guest today because it's a little bit of a different topic. It's talking about how we see God and we experience Him through other avenues besides just the Bible or just music. So many times we can experience God through the talents and the gifts that God's given us, so that's what we're talking about today. My guest is Dawn Whitmore. She has described herself as a unique individual, a square peg who refuses to fit into the circle world, and she loves her camera, her coffee, capitals, and Christ. Dawn is an introvert personality and chooses that being behind the scenes is a little bit better fit for her, and I can understand that because I've been that way a lot. In 2011, great change entered her life through illness. Photography became a blessing as doctor appointments filled her calendar. And in the beginning, she started around her local area that is rich with history and beauty. And she learned to see God through the lens of her camera. After being released in September of 2012 from doctor's care, vacations and day trips gave her the opportunity to see God from Pennsylvania to Alabama. And this is kind of where she's gone with, and God is leading her to share with others through the lens of her camera. So, hi, Dawn. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing fine today. Just a little bit rainy outside, but doing good.
Well, I guess we got your rain the other day because I'm sunshiny and hot. Well, let's talk about your story. Let's kind of back up a little bit and get a little bit of background about what your life was prior, and then how God really brought his own perspective through the lens of your camera. So let's kind of start at the beginning.
Okay, we'll step back to before we moved back to Virginia. While we were living in North Carolina, I was very involved in the leadership of our church. I was writing, I was speaking, I was teaching, doing all the things that you would think that God would want us to do. And it was through illness that God showed me that I was doing a whole lot of busy stuff. Mm. But and it's not that they were bad things. It was just not where He wanted me to be because I was focusing on all of these things and not spending any real quality time with Him. Hilarious thing about this is that I was teaching people that alone time was not time that you were spent when you were teaching others or preparing to speak to others. And I was doing exactly what I was telling them they were not supposed to do. And it was through my illness that He kind of woke me up. I mean, we ended up moving from North Carolina back to Virginia, which is where we originally lived before we went to North Carolina. And He started just really speaking to me during my time of illness, and He used my camera to do it.
Oh, wow. So what are some of the ways that He made you aware that the camera is where you needed to pick up and so that you could see Him and that you could show Him to others?
Well, one of the things that I was, you know, doing a whole bunch of book reviews and everything, and I found a book called Eyes of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And I had my camera, and I had it, just gotten it, like, right when we first moved to North Carolina, and thought it was really cool, and, you know, because I was reconnecting with something that I had done when my daughter was younger. And then when the illness came, I wasn't able to do really much of anything. I was homebound. And so I was doing lots of reading and still writing. And this book, Eyes of the Heart, came up to me. And one of the things that was shown to me through this book was that she talked about the fact that when we take a photo, that we're not taking a photo, that we're actually receiving a gift from God.
Right.
He is showing us things through it. So it left me with a mindset of when I was finally able to get up and go out and be able to have my camera with me, of what gifts was God going to provide me with that day through my camera lens. And it became more not about, now, beautiful images. Now, I love to get my beautiful images.
Of course.
And beautiful images are nice, and I like my beautiful images, but it's more than that. God showed me that it was, my time was a journey with Him. So, you know, and He's used it more and more to show me that it's a journey with Him.
I love that, because so many times all of our journeys are a little bit different. It could be a journey through writing or a journey through reading or something like that, but our journeys are different, even travel. So tell me some about how these journeys have taken place and how God has used you and what He's shown you through the lens.
Okay, let me, with the book Eyes of the Heart.
Okay.
One of the things that the author had you do drove me absolutely nuts. This was one of the exercises. You had to go out with your camera and you had to go for a walk in your neighborhood. And you could not have an agenda of what you were going to take a picture of. You had to walk and be communing with God and talking to Him and asking Him, what do you want me to take a picture of? Now, for a planner, yes, I'm an introvert, but I'm also a planner. And for a planner to go out and have no idea what I was going to take a picture of drove me absolutely insane. I'm like, I got to know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? But just being out there when I went for that walk and saying, okay, God, you show me what you want me to take a picture of. Is there any pictures from that actual adventure that I've used? No, not to say that I've used them to put them in a show or anything like that, but it showed me a different way of being able to be with God. So now when I go out, I may not take as many pictures as I used to. Used to be what they would, you know, constantly with digital cameras, just snap, 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 see what happens. Now it's more like me and my husband went away this past Sunday, and we went to the Shenandoah Mountains. And we walked Big Meadows, and it was more an idea. Of course, I was looking for my black bear because black bear is on my bucket list to take a picture of. But as we were walking, it was like I saw a lot of beautiful things, but I didn't feel like I needed to take a picture of every single one of them. There was only a few things. I took like 50 pictures the whole day. But the ones I took are things that mean something to me. It's not just trying to capture that beautiful image, because people go out with a camera and they think they need to capture that beautiful image that's going to make everybody want to buy it.
Right.
And I'm not using that approach anymore with my photography. It's I'm going out to get the picture that God wants me to have. And then when I have shows, which I have a show coming up in September, when people ask me about a picture, then I can share with them God and how He gave me that picture.
That's neat. Now, let me ask you this. Whenever God's given you a picture, and maybe you've snapped it, and then you didn't maybe understand until you got that comb and pulled it up, has that ever happened? And then you see something and you go, okay, that's why God made me take that shot.
Well, we went on vacation in June, and I've been working on pictures. And I got to take wonderful pictures of pelicans in flight and herons in flight and just so many things. And I got one on my bucket list. I got a picture of an alligator. So I wanted a picture of an alligator, and I got a picture of an alligator. But I was going through the pictures the other day, and I told my daughter, I said, look at this. And she said, what, Mom? And I said, look at this picture when I zoom in on it. And we were watching a heron, and I was taking a picture. And only when I zoomed in on the picture did I see that the heron, he actually had a fish in his foot.
Oh, wow.
I didn't see that. And I've actually done some editing to the picture before and didn't see that until a couple of nights ago. I saw that he actually has a fish in his foot as he's standing there. And it was just, you know, so that is something that came out. I've had before where I'll look at a big picture or something, and when I come back and start doing my editing, I will see something in it that I didn't see when I looked at the big picture and took it. You know, it might be a little small butterfly here, or we have bumblebee moths. So, and, you know, I've captured them before, but they're real small, so you don't see them until you actually look at the picture. And those are things, that's part of that gift from God.
Right, exactly.
That you're getting when you go back and edit it.
Exactly, yeah. So many times we don't see the gift that God has given us until a little while after the fact. And that's an everyday life. So you've been working on a project called the Barn Project. Tell me a little bit about the Barn Project. Why do you feel God called you to take pictures of barns? And what's he doing through it?
With the Barn Project, it all started because when I came back here and to Virginia and was first dealing with my illness and everything, I went to high school here, so I decided to go see some of the areas where I used to live. I lived on farms. They're gone. One of them is a middle school. The other one is a whole subdivision. And I can't find any pictures of those. And so I said, you know, I was upset about it. It's like, you know, can't find any pictures of where I spent a good portion of my you know, formative years. And I took a picture. So I started taking pictures a little bit of barns. And I took a picture of a barn here that is on Civil War property. And a year after I took it, I went back and they left the house because it's a historic house, but all of the barns and outstructures, they tore them all down.
Hmm.
And that was the first one that I took, and I put a saying on it that said, we are not promised tomorrow. What will you do with your today?
Exactly.
So, and then it's just opened up now that I want to take as many pictures of as many barns as I can in Virginia. In May, I was able to take a picture of a barn that it was, it's a couple of hundred years old. They don't know how much longer it's going to be there. The people bought it. They wanted to restore it. They may not be able to. I took pictures of it. They allowed me to, and I made a matted 16 by 20 of an 11 by 14 picture of their barn for them and gave it to them because they may have to tear it down and it'll be gone. So now they have something permanent of something that may have to be torn down. And when we were out there, I was wearing a shirt that said, God's Not Dead. It was lyrics from the song, God's Not Dead.
Correct.
And she said to me, I forgot I had a shirt on. You know how you have a shirt on and it has a saying and you're not thinking about it? And the lady looks at me and she goes, did you see the movie? And I'm like, what movie? She's like, your shirt. And I went, oh, yes. And we found out, you know, that we found out that that couple there, yeah, they know the Lord. And then we were able to talk to them and they've invited us back for a couple of things for me to take pictures of their barn if it's still standing when the fall leaves come in.
Mm.
So, you know, I see something that it's disappearing quickly. And what God is letting me do is he's letting me giving me opportunities to share with these people to take the pictures of their property. When they let me take a picture of it, I give them a matted 16 by 20 of their property for letting me do it. And he's just introducing me to more people in a way where I feel comfortable.
That's
neat. Because it's one-on-one. I'm very introverted, and it's one-on-one. I don't like big crowds. I go to receptions where my pictures are being shown and can't wait to leave because there's too many people. But if you take me and put me where there's only like two or three people, I'm okay.
Right, yeah. I love how God uses the things that he's given us talents for and putting us in our own little world, even though sometimes he pushes us out of our comfort zone. But he uses those comfort zones also to reach others and to encourage other believers or to find those that need to hear about him. So kind of tell me a couple of maybe about your favorites. What are a few of your favorites?
Well, I just read a quote a little while ago that said it's a photography quote, and it says that my favorite picture is the one that I will take tomorrow.
Hmm.
So, and I thought, you know, that's really cool because it's keeping you constantly going and taking more pictures. But some of my favorites have been that we have a barn that is actually on preserved property here, and it was just sold. And even in the selling, there was a preservation trust for whoever bought it that they have to keep that barn there and they have to keep it up to date.
Oh, wow.
You know, keep it all nice and can't let it rot away. And it's called Sunnyside, and that's one of my – I love taking pictures of it. I hope to get to meet the new owners, and maybe they'll let me on the property because I've only taken pictures from the public sidewalk so far. So some of those are my favorite. Of course, getting a picture of an alligator was on my bucket list, so that's one of my favorites. I got some really cool pictures, but honestly and truly, that saying is like, what is one of your favorite pictures? It's going to be the one I take tomorrow.
Right.
Because you want to keep pushing yourself and you want to keep going out and being able to do more and, you know, better each time you go. And when I do that, it's like, you know, I know God's going to show me a new adventure.
Right. That's neat. Well, talk a little bit about the journey that you and your husband have taken. You've learned that God truly can't outgive you in what you're doing. And how's he leading in that?
He leads us in that through the fact that my husband will say to me, you know, I took pictures. I don't normally take pictures of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I just don't like to take pictures of people. And I took some pictures, but I'll take pictures at events. And I took pictures at an event here at our community, and there was a young lady that wanted to know if she could have some of the pictures to buy them to send them to her husband who's serving overseas. And when my husband found out that her husband was a serviceman, he's like, don't charge her. And I'm like, okay. So I didn't charge her. And, you know, but God just keeps taking care of us. He'll tell me, my husband will come to me sometimes, and he'll be like, oh, well, when you do that, don't charge them.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, you know, I got to the point now where it's just like, okay, honey, but God just keeps taking care of us. No matter how, you know, you can't outgive him. The more we give away, the more, you know, you look at your bills and it's like, how's everything making it when, you know, and it's just like, it's all God. He just covers all of it.
Exactly.
So it just makes it so amazing to see him work. And we just, you know, like I said, if my husband says, hey, that person over there, give them that, you know, I say, okay, here you go.
Right. Sometimes it's obedience that we have to do, even with obedience with our husband and their leadership, because they are great in listening to God just as well as we are.
Sometimes mine is better than listening. I have a tendency to argue with God, so I'm one of his stubborn children. I always have to have these, you know, it's like, why? I'm like an insistent two-year-old to God, constantly questioning why. Uh-huh. And he still puts up with me.
So, Dawn, let me ask you this. Going back to you learning a little bit more of you're not to be in doing this particular thing, but God told you to pick up the camera where he had gifted you. How did you kind of give that up to God? You just said you're a little more persistent and a little more. So how long did it take? What did God do to help you finally release that to him?
Beth Moore had a thing that said you can either bend your knee willingly or God will break it. God broke both of my knees because I was that stubborn. There was many days that I would be at the church that I was serving at in leadership, and I would walk down and be, I can still right now see myself walking down the hall, and God would be like, you have too much on your plate. You need to give something up. And as I would take and walk down the length of that hall, I would argue with God, well, if I give this up, then who's going to take over this and what's going to happen to this? And I would argue with him constantly about, well, you know, how are these things going to get taken care of? And not trusting him that if he told me to give it up, he would take care of it. And it came down to a point where I got to be so physically ill that the doctor did not want me to be by myself.
Mm.
And my husband in August of 2011 sent me to be with my mom and dad because the doctor told my husband she did not think it was a good idea for me to be left alone.
Oh, wow.
And so just because of the mental state I was in and I was dealing with some physical, you know, issues. And so in August of 2011, my mom came down and picked me up and brought me up here to Virginia to be closer to them so that I wouldn't be by myself until my husband was able to come up here in October and we got our apartment. So, I mean, God literally took everything away from me because I would not be obedient and give up what he asked me to. He took everything away.
Wow.
He just stripped me down to bare. And then it was as, you know, I did write a lot during that time of being sick, but he took and just built me up. And then he's like, you know, here, let me show you this through the camera. And it's just been a journey with that ever since then.
Hmm. I love it how God tells us, you know, when we listen to him, he will give us the desires of our heart. And a lot of times that might be through the lens of the camera.
Yes, and Psalm 37:4 has always been one of my favorite verses. And I would always tell people, you have to understand, you know, it's not just he's going to give you all of this because you want it. It's your heart needs to be set with his heart. And there's times that we can be deceived and think that our heart is set with his heart. And I was making all of these decisions, thinking, adding on all these other ministries and stuff, thinking my heart was with his heart. And I was actually being deceived because he didn't want me to keep adding stuff. He wanted me to remove some stuff.
That's wonderful information. So, were you already involved in taking photography, or did it just come about? Did you take some classes?
It was on and off throughout the years. When my daughter was little, I had an uncle that gave me an old film camera that I love to use black and white film with. Mm-hmm. And I used it when my daughter was very little until the camera just broke and quit working. And then once she got in school and stuff, and, you know, throughout the years, I might pick up like a point and shoot or something. But it wasn't until 2011 when my husband bought what we said term as my big girl camera, an actual nice DSLR, that I started taking pictures. And I had just started to play with it a little bit right before I got ill. And when I got ill, the camera, when I was here with my parents, the one when my husband would come up on weekends, and one thing he brought to me was the camera.
Wow.
He brought me my camera. I mean, everything I owned was, except for what I had in a suitcase that I brought with me, was still down in North Carolina. And he brought me on one of the weekend trips, he brought me my camera.
Wow.
And he's like, here. So, you know, and then I started using it. And some of the stuff from 2011 I look at now and I'm like, oh my goodness, those pictures are so horrendous. But I took a couple. I've taken through the past couple of years, I've taken a couple of different, like, maybe photography classes in the area, but no, like, intense training.
Right.
So it's all been, you know, I just do tons of reading. I'm a love to read, of course, you know, so I've done tons of reading. And if I need to figure out how to do something, I get a book or I look up YouTube and try to figure out how to do it and just keep working on it. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, well, I didn't have my pick up my camera, you know, this week because I've been so busy. But it's not something that, you know, God's showing me that it's not something that I need to beat myself up if I can't pick up my camera. While we were on vacation, I used my camera every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kept showing me all of these wonderful things. And, you know, but there was one time that one thing that God is teaching me is that there's sometimes that there's a picture he's showing me that is a picture to be taken. But a friend of mine explained it to me that sometimes they're a picture for our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was driving down the road and in front of me, the sun was setting. And behind me in my rearview mirror, the moon was rising. And it was beautiful. And I was like so conflicted because there was no way I could get that picture.
Right.
And when I was telling him about that, he's a photographer in Florida. When I was telling him about that, he said to me, he says, well, what you have to understand is sometimes God gives us pictures to share so that we can share him with others. And sometimes they're just a picture for our heart.
I love that. That is neat. So. Well, Don, we're about out of time, so I wanted to give you just a few minutes to share with our listeners. Maybe there's a woman out there listening that has added way too much on her plate. Maybe she's trying to figure out exactly what God wants her to do. Or maybe she just hadn't accepted that gifting that God has given her. What kind of encouragement would you share with her?
I would tell that woman to not want to be what everybody else is doing, not to be that person, to feel like that you're not doing, what's the best way to say it? To not feel that you're not following God's leading, if you're not teaching a Sunday school class, if you're not speaking to women on a regular basis or teaching a Bible study. All of those things are wonderful and important things, and God calls many people to those. But sometimes he will have gifted you to be an artist, to be a dancer, to be a painter. And when he gifts you with those gifts, ask him, how can you use those to glorify him?
Exactly.
You know, there was a quote that I saw the other day that it said, it's not a matter of whether something is considered secular or Christian. It's your attitude of your heart while you do it. So people might look at my pictures and see, you know, I've had people say to me, well, you don't put scripture on your pictures, so they can't be Christian. And that's not true. I have people who look at my pictures and say, wow, that's really neat. And then I can say to them, well, you know, this was a perfect God moment because he had me snap this right at the time that this blue heron had the very little scale of the fish in his beak, and it's hanging down and there's droplets of water that are falling from the fish. Mm. That's all God. God made all that. That's all God.
Exactly. Exactly. God will speak to us through creation in however way he wants to.
Yes.
Well, Dawn, I want to thank you so much for being on this show today. I want to give you the opportunity to share your website with our listeners today. So if you'll just share that with them.
It is DEW Photography VA, as in the state of Virginia, .com.
And then you're also on Facebook, is that correct?
Yes, and to get to that, it is facebook.com/DEW Photography page.
Okay, all right. Well, I've seen a couple of your images on Facebook, and they are beautiful. So thank you so much, and thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Great. And for those of you listening, I want to thank you also for joining us on My Journey of Faith. You can find us on Facebook at My Journey of Faith Radio or on our website, myjourneyoffaith.com. So until next week, be blessed. Remember to share your personal story of faith with those in your sphere of influence. Until next week, bye-bye.